we do it better. That's why we say, do it with us, the Castlereagh way. For unsurpassed service and company, can beat the Castlereagh line. Boysdale, Bogong, Bonang, Bernanbrook, Black Springs, Blandford, Boolaroo, Oakwood, Oban, Orbostat, Alpha, Owen, Oxley, Aru. We've traveled all roads, our name to enshrine in history as the Castlereagh line.
You've got 2 minutes, Seeger. 2 minutes to show yourself and tell me where that gold is. Otherwise, I blow the little lady's head off.
3 men lay dead within 100 yards of where I stood, helpless, my hands tied behind the trunk of a tree. A 4th man, very much alive, stood before me, his rifle pointed directly between my eyes. I'm not Seeger's woman, I tell you. I mean nothing to him.
Like I said, that's your bad luck. I know you can hear me, Seeger. You've got 1.5 minutes left.
It won't get you that gold. You'll be killing me for no reason.
That'll be an awful shame. You're a real good looker. Don't see many good lookers in these parts. A man has to take what's offering. In the main, it don't amount to much.
Then why not take me? I'll do anything you want. I'll cook for you, sew for you. I'll be your woman.
I don't have much need for sewing.
Well, you have other needs, I'm sure.
1 minute, Seeger. Don't make me do it. I've got nothing against her.
He's probably 10 miles away by now. You won't see him again. Neither of us will.
You won't. That's for damn sure.
Despite his apparent determination not to weaken, the lust in his face was plain to see. He'd forced me to discard everything but my undergarments to assure himself that the gold wasn't concealed on me. My breasts were partially exposed, and it was all he could do to tear his eyes from them.
Another 30 minutes, Seeger. Then she gets it.
He's gone. He can't hear you. You think a man like Seeger would worry about somebody else's skin, even if he could hear you?
Shut up.
Oh, please, you must listen
Shut
to
up,
me.
Shut up, I said. Shut your mouth.
He lowered the barrel of the gun till it rested on my chest. His finger tightened on the trigger, and I knew I had only seconds to live unless I could distract him. I took a deep breath, sloping my shoulders forward. My breasts came through.
Damn you, you bloody whore!
The words rasped from the back of his throat, and the next instant, still holding the rifle in one hand, he seized me with the other and thrust against me, pinning me to the tree so I couldn't move or even breathe.
You want it this way, okay? I don't mind obliging. I can just as easily kill you afterwards as now.
Oh, my hands! Untie my hands!
Oh, no! You won't be needing them.
Do as the lady said. Untie her.
Seeger's voice came from somewhere behind me. The man recoiled as if he'd been struck on the jaw. The rifle came up, but not soon enough. It seemed to explode in his hands, and he fell backwards, clutching at the empty air. Still conscious, he lay stunned, blood spurting from a wound below his elbow. Seeger moved out from behind the tree, grinning broadly.
Didn't anyone ever tell you, mate, that's no way to behave with a lady?
You thieving wretch! I'll see you in hell.
Get up.
He can't hurt us now. Let him go.
Got a soft spot for him, have you? Maybe you're sorry I interfered.
Well, you killed the others. Isn't that enough?
You heard me. The little lady wants me to let you go.
How do you feel about that? Doesn't matter. You can kill me. They'll get you sooner or later. If they have to follow you to the ends of the earth.
They'll get the same as you and your mates over there.
No, Jack. Even as I cried out, Seeger fired. He was still grinning as the powder smoke drifted upwards in the heavy air and the echo of the shot died away in the distant hills. The man lay motionless on his back in a spreading pool of blood. You didn't have to do that.
I told you to clear out. What the hell did you come back for?
I heard shots.
All the more reason to keep going.
I thought you might be hurt.
I can deal with scum like that blindfold any day of the week.
There are 3 of them over there.
There's another up the creek a bit.
5 men... Oh, my God.
It was them or me.
He said you stole their gold.
You never heard him. He never mentioned gold, understand?
No, I don't understand. What kind of a man are you?
The kind who knows what he wants, who has the guts to go out and get it. You know, you look as pretty as a picture tied up like that.
Oh.
With your hair all wild and your... Small wonder he was so steamed up.
Kindly untie me.
Well, now, I don't know that I'm in any hurry.
He's still alive.
He isn't now.
I think you enjoy killing them. I think murder stimulates you.
Self-defense. No one can call it anything but.
Are you going to untie me?
I'll get around to it. If you're nice to me.
My arms are hurting.
You're lucky that's all that's hurting.
Untie me, damn you!
What's it worth, eh?
Oh, you're an animal. I'll never let you touch me again.
Oh, I reckon you will. You're no whore, like our friend there said. But you're not such a lady either. You're just the right mixture of both.
He was so sure of me from the start. I think that's what I disliked about him most, because in my heart of hearts, I knew he had every reason to be.